This is Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shukwanya.
All over this building, outside the overflow, just lift your hands. Lift your hands. Give Jesus praise tonight. Say, Lord, I'm here full of expectation. Full of expectation. Visit me, oh God. Visit me, oh God. I didn't come here to watch the things happening. I came for an experience. I came for an encounter. I came to collide with your word tonight. Come on, are you talking to the Lord? Capris kebalada bakoso belekatia. Jabarata kabasi branda la kabarate. Shola babarata bakabas kebeletiana. Eraba kabas kabalate brosko belekatida baka. Lord, I'm here ready for an experience. I'm here ready for an encounter. May I not live the same, oh dear Lord. Rabaka salaba shandake, erababaye kabashoba la daba roko sobelegete, la kabarata basko belegete alabasha, erabako sobelegete barata la damaya. Lord, I came with an expectation tonight. I came ready to receive something from you. May my life, my destiny never be the same again. Little here and a little there, precept upon precept. We are here to receive, to drink from that fountain of grace. Haba yala taba koso beleke briyada de 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 de. La haraba koso beleke tia la brande kaya. Oh, precious Spirit of God, thank you for the things you are doing already in this house. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Father, tonight we've gathered unto you, our hearts open to receive from you. Cause us to be intertwined with your presence. Let everyone tonight live with an experience. Let everyone live with an encounter. Let no one remain the same. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands one more time.
We have come to draw. To draw, to draw, to draw from you again, yeah, yeah. We've come to draw, we've come to draw, to draw, to draw from you again, yeah. We've come to draw, we come to draw from you, draw from you again, draw from you again, we've come to draw. From the wisdom of the Spirit, we've come to draw. We've come to draw.
Draw from you again.
To draw from you again. We've come to draw. We've come to draw. We've come to draw. Draw from you again. Come on, two more times. Lift your hands and declare, I've come to draw. I've come to draw from you. To draw from you tonight. To draw from you again. To draw from you again. We come to draw tonight. To draw from
desire to receive from the wisdom of the Spirit, to drink of the fountain of glory. Cause everyone to live with an expectation fulfilled. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah.
Please, wherever you are, can you just go around 2-3 people, celebrate them for being in church tonight before you take your seat. God bless you, worship team. Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, be seated in God's presence.
One.
to it.
And it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all eternity. For with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. For with the Lord I can be naked and not ashamed. With the Lord I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. And holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. And like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. And like fire, like rain, let it fall. And like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain, let it fall.
La raba koso bekete la baradaya.
Let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain. Let your glory fall. Like fire and like rain.
Oh Lord, we love you tonight. What an honor to be in your presence again. This is what we love to do again and again and again and again. Be enthroned in our midst tonight, oh dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, you can be seated if you can. La da 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 Blessed are you, O Lord our God, eternity's holy King. Blessed are you, O Lord my King. Your word brings up the evening. You are God, you are Adonai, Lord of all. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. You are God, you are Adonai, Lord of all. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. You are God, you are Adonai, Lord of all. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Can you just chant to the Lord? Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Oh, there is something exciting about the presence of God. Oh, da 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 da. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. Sovereign Jehovah. Sovereign Jehovah. Sovereign Jehovah. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. Of God in such a unique way. Very unique. Very unique. Da 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 da. Can you just lift your hands wherever you are, please? If you are seated, just stand for a few minutes. Da 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 da. Just lift your hands wherever you are at the overflow. Lift your hands. All of you at the front here, hold your hands together. Just lift your hands wherever you are. The fire of God comes on you right now in the name of Jesus. Take it now in Jesus' name. Lift your hands. I feel the glory of God. It's like a crown coming on a lot of people. It's like a crown. Lift your hands. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, let this fall on as many as possible right now. It's like a crown falling on the head of a lot of people, and it's coming with an impartation of wisdom right now. Receive it wherever you are. 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 Receive.
receive it wherever you are. Shabalata barata basuma la da ba ba barata. Shabalata barata suma da ba ya la da. Da 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 da. Let the Lord hear just our voices inside and outside. Whisper. Ta-ra-ra-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra. Let's join the angels chant tonight. Ta-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Let the Lord hear you sing to him. Ta-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Just the voices. Outside, don't be distracted, participate. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your presence. Leave an imprint upon our spirits and let no one remain the same. In Jesus' name. Please, if you can, be seated. And those under the anointing, just let them be. Hallelujah. We're going to take our time to pray eventually. But let me just wrap up the teaching we started last week. Stand there, the young man going back. Lift your hands. Let the glory of God overwhelm you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Never be the same. We started a series last week, Day That Wait. Let me just talk at least for 1 hour and then we take our time to pray. I want us to pray this night. Just help them. If you're here for the first time, we welcome you. It's exciting to have you around and God bless you. We started a teaching last week, Isaiah 40. They that wait upon the Lord, the Bible said, they shall renew their strength and they will mount up with wings. And then last week, let me do a quick recap. And you should know by now that there is power in repetition. What you hear and keep hearing. I know many of you might be surprised. Why is it that if we're taking a series, we'll learn to recap again and again and again? Is for a reason. What you keep hearing has a way of stepping not just into your mind, into your spirit. That's the power of repetition. It will gradually meander its way from just being head knowledge to a point it becomes like an imprint upon your spirit. It's very important. This is why we repeat things again and again. The Bible says, for once have you spoken, but twice have I heard. That's how powerful it is. Once have you spoken, twice have I heard. So we started last week and I showed you how that our generation is under pressure and there are just few people willing to wait upon the Lord. Few people ready to wait. And this is why the Bible said, they that wait. Not everybody is waiting. They that wait. Please keep working on this sound. They that wait upon the Lord. He said, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings.
like eagle. They will run and not be weary. And I tried to explain to you last week how that your urgency cannot put God's system under pressure. There is no way the urgency of men can put God under pressure. No matter the pressure that is upon you, either as a result of your age. And this is amazing because the reason, one of the major reasons people are under pressure is related to their age and their achievement. So when you look at your age, now you are 34, you are now 30, and you are not even a graduate yet. You've been writing jam again and again. Then you look at yourself, look at people who are younger than you, graduating, getting jobs, getting married. This has a way of putting pressure upon you. Even if you are very spiritual, you can laugh when we are in the public and then smile and hug brethren. And when you get back home, you along with God start crying, "Oh God, why me?" This happens to be the story of a lot of people. And it's not your fault. It's just the limitation of time that has been given to us. You have just a limited time to drop your impact upon this earth and then exit. You don't have eternity to be here. Hallelujah. And so it's normal for people, especially young people, to be under pressure. And these days, even elderly people are under pressure because they are now looking at their day of departure, looking at the children they've brought into the world, and there is nothing substantial to hand over to them. And this has a way of putting, and this is why high blood pressure is everywhere, even young people these days. I've been praying with people. I'm surprised. One time prayed with a baby, I think just month old, and the baby is having this BP. I have a question, how? You see it? So it's like an attack on our generation. It's an attack. So everyone now is under pressure, trying to do everything possible. Like we saw a scripture last week. People trying to elbow their way up. Everybody refusing to be termed a failure. But the Bible said, they that wait shall renew their strength. I'm not trying to tell you that every delay is orchestrated by God. Of course, I established that last week, that certain delays are a product of demonic manipulation. When spiritual laws are manipulated in the heavenlies, it has a way of keeping people around the circle again and again. However, God himself can keep men. When capacity is not developed, when capacity is not created, God can keep men. And I showed you last week how that God don't give men treasure in this world according to their prayer point. You might be the most prayerful, but then have the least. He gives people according to their ability. The Bible says, and he gave them gifts according to their several ability. To one, he gave 5 talents, not according to his request. To another, 2 talents, not according to his fasting. To another, 1 talent, not according to his cry. According to their ability. So each time God keeps you waiting, is an attempt to equip you, to prepare you for the journey. Remember, the angel came to the man of God, Elijah, and the Bible said the angel tapped him and said, "Arise, eat, for the journey is far." Arise, eat. For a lot of us, that's what the Lord is doing with us right now. So it looks like everybody is on the run and God is keeping you. And it's intentional. It's for a reason. Depending on what God wants to commit into your life, the waiting can be very, very, very overstretched. So everybody's running, and for you, God is keeping you. And you're wondering, "Lord, why me?" No, what is about to commit into your hand is not something people around you have. It's unusual. It's uncommon. So you don't expect your training to be equal with somebody who is going to just hang around this environment and exit. For a lot of you, God is sending you very far. And I bring you a word from God today. Please be patient with him until he's done. Don't fight your way out of any class. Don't fight your way out of any class. So he said, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." I done my waiting. I done my waiting. I done my waiting on you, Lord. I done my waiting. I done my waiting. I done my waiting on you, Lord. It will also surprise you to know that a lot of people requesting all kinds of things from God are not even ready for it. Lord, give me this and give me that. And God is saying, very prayerful young man, but you are not ready. Capacity is not developed. You can't handle it. If God gives it to you, you will kill yourself. So he keeps it. It's for you, but he keeps it. And this is why you have to take advantage of every waiting period. If God ever tells you to wait on him, please maximize the moment. Maximize the moment. Build capacity. Don't pity your flesh. Allow him to stretch you. Allow him to stretch you. It can be painful momentarily to wait on God, but eternally rewarding. Believe me, eternally rewarding. Your generation will celebrate you. Your generation will honor you for the sacrifice of staying with God, because not many people are willing to stay with him. So anyone that sustained that discipline to stay with him is always rewarded. Always rewarded. Honor is not supposed to be a prayer point. It's supposed to be a reward from God. God honoring men is not necessarily a prayer point. It's a reward for certain things you've been able to engage. And I showed you six things last week that explained to us what it means to wait upon the Lord. And I told you that number one, it means to be patient with the process that bears greatness. To wait upon the Lord means I'm patient with the processes that gives birth to success. Success doesn't happen overnight. It might happen suddenly, but behind every sudden success, there is a hidden story. You might not be there when the story is happening. You might not be there when the man is laboring. But behind every sudden success, it might look sudden to you because you were not there. It might look sudden to you because you were not part of the journey. But then ask the man who is having the success. There is a story behind. People don't just rise. So your ability to be patient with that process means you are waiting on the Lord. That's number one. And number two, willingness to look stupid before men for a moment. I'm just doing a quick recap. That's what it means to wait upon the Lord. Willingness to look stupid before men. People will look at you and say, at your age, by now, you should have done this and done that, done this and done that. And God is telling you to wait. Your willingness to obey the Lord momentarily will make you look stupid before the eyes of men. Especially when people who are not even up to you intellectually in age are rising and doing that same thing and succeeding. So if God tells you to wait, wait. Men might call you names. Men might call, I'm sure they did call the apostles. Why will you just abandon your family and abandon your business and you are following a man? You don't know him from nowhere and you just start following. But eventually the Bible tells us in Acts 4, when Jesus had ascended, that the men took notice of the disciples. Verse 13, Acts 4, that although they were not learned people, but they took notice of them that these guys have been with the Lord. So they became like celebrities because they chose to wait, momentarily stupid before men. For many of you, that's what is happening to you now. God is keeping you. Even your family members are laughing at you. Even your parents are looking at you and thinking, this guy must be a stupid guy by now. What's wrong with you? Everybody is doing this and that and that. And you are hanging around doing. But I have a word for you. When God show up, all your accusers will become your friends. The Bible says, although they meant it for evil, but God turned it around, made it for good. You see it? For a lot of you, that's going to become the story. In a very short while. In a very short while. Hallelujah. Number three, I told us, it means refusing to compromise in order to arrive early. Satan has a system of trying to give you whatever God has for you. He will bring it to your doorstep, but with a condition. So refusing to compromise means you are waiting upon the Lord. Number four, waiting on God also means a firm decision to have it God's way or not at all. If God cannot give it to me, let me not have it. Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change come. What God cannot give me, let no man give me. Whatever cannot come from him, let it not come from nowhere. And then number five, To wait on the Lord means to engage every kingdom principle that commands results. So that you are waiting upon the Lord does not mean you are just idle. No, it means you are engaging the principles of God's word. You are searching for the Lord, looking for him by all means. And then lastly, it means refusing to make progress without him. I refuse to move without you. I refuse to move without you. Even if you slay me or seem to delay me, I will never let go. I will never let. If you mean it, sing. You don't mean it, keep quiet. Even if you slay me or seem to delay me, I will never.
I will never let go.
Even if you slay me,
even if you slay me,
or seem to delay me, I will never let go.
I will never let go.
Hallelujah. So waiting, let's continue tonight. Waiting is God's way of preparing men for speed. Each time God wants to give men speed, the first thing he does is that he delays them. You will never run until you've waited. You will never run until you've waited. So when you see a man waiting on God, don't be quick to criticize him. Don't be quick to mock him. No, because there is a reward for everyone that waits. There is a reward for every waiting. There are young men in this place, I'm aware, are quietly waiting upon the Lord. You know you are called, but you are quietly waiting. Maybe your mates are telling you, what are you doing? Emoji. By now you should have done this and that and that, but God is the one telling you to wait. Listen carefully. If God shows up, what will happen to you in 1 year? Look at the testimony of that young man. He said, within 6 months, what has happened to me is more than my 27 years. Brother, that's what we call speed. That's what we call speed. But you need to ask him to know what his story in the past is. It's possible that there are a lot of things he has gone through that if someone is meant to go through that, he might not even agree to go through it. Brothers and sisters, behind every greatness, there is a scar. Behind every greatness, behind every flight, there is a scar. Paul the apostle said, from now, let no man trouble me. Why? I bear in my body the mark. That mark was gotten as a result of the pains that birthed greatness. It was not gotten in the place of eating jollof rice. No, sir. No, sir. Let no man trouble me. I bear in my body. For many of you, that's what God is doing to you right now. He's keeping you and inscripting in your body the marks. And listen, with time, when you start rising, when forces challenge you, you don't need to talk. It's only to open the scars and show them. Because in this life, when you are rising, listen carefully. Forces challenge you. They are called the prince of the air. When you want to rise in life, you are rising to the top. They challenge every man, even Jesus himself. They met him and asked him, with whose authority are you doing this thing? So they will ask everybody. And what God is doing to you now is giving you an answer for them. Remember, some guys came together and looked for a demon-possessed guy. Is that in your Bible? Acts of the Apostle. And they tried to cast out that demon in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And the demon said, wait a minute. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know, because he has a scar. For you, I've checked around you. I can't see a scar. Who did you wait on? So God is keeping you now so that he can give you mouth in the face of your enemies. Yeah. So Lord, I don't mind waiting. Never depend on the arm of the flesh. The Bible says, for by strength shall no man. Because there is that possibility of beginning to depend on your intellect, beginning to depend on the people you have as contact in your phone, people you know as relatives. I have an uncle, I have an auntie. No, don't depend on those things. It's very important. You can have them, they can be a blessing, but listen carefully. If any man ever help you, it's because God compelled them to help you. Nobody just bring you help. There is a voice that compels men. This is why others can be looking for help from people they know, and that help is not coming. There is a voice that needs to compel them. So never lean on the arm of flesh. Never. Never. That was what Moses tried doing. He knew he was called. He knew he was the deliverer. And then the Bible says, one day he went out and saw guys fighting. Two men fighting. And he killed the Egyptian, speared the Hebrew. The other day he went again. And watch this. The man asked him, he said, who made you a judge over us? Who made you a judge? And the Bible says he ran into the wilderness and was there for 40 years. He was trained in the house of Pharaoh for 40 years. He wanted to use that equipping, human equipping, to answer spiritual questions. It's not possible. Never possible. Let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own what? Watch this. He said, I know you have an understanding. I know you have that knowledge. Please trust in the Lord with all thy heart, not part of your heart. And then lean not on your own understanding, on human equipping, on human intellect, on the strength of flesh. Lean not. Because for by strength shall no man prevail. The next verse. Everybody read. In all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him and he shall what? Direction is equal to the anointing. Men of God, listen. In case you are a pastor here, if you are anointed, you lack direction, you will still suffer. No, I bring you a word. Direction is as important as the anointing. You are anointed, but you are walking the wrong path, you will still struggle. Anointed, taking the wrong road. So he said, acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct you. Lean not. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, right? The word strength, and that strength given to you in that scripture, is not an impartation, it's a reward for waiting. You don't get it by laying of hand. I cannot lay hand on you and give you that strength. He said, it is reserved for they that wait. It's reserved for whoever can choose to wait on the Lord. So it is given to you as a reward. With where God is taking you to, I like the training you're going through now. Because listen carefully. How many of you know that in this nation, and right now all around the world, the attack is always, on those who the spotlight is on. Is that true? So as soon as you rise in life, it must not even be ministry. I know it's happening in ministry also, but it must not be ministry. But as soon as the spotlight is on you, be it business, be it politics, as soon as the spotlight is on you, all of a sudden, the forces of hell rise. And if you are not fortified before then, you will chicken out. So all the things the Lord is doing with you right now are for your good.
For the ways of the Lord are the ways of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way
of the Lord
is the way
of wisdom.
Man of God, but I'm visionary. I have my vision slated out. Must I wait? Shouldn't I just start running? The Bible said, write down the vision. Habakkuk 2:3. Make it plain. He said, that vision will tarry. But he said, you should what? Wait for it. Wait for it. Though it tarries. He said, it will surely come to pass. Wait for it. So the Bible likens us to eagles. And let me share with you a little about an eagle. How many of you know that the ego is the strongest bed? Huh? Number one, the Bible likens us there to young men. And the Bible tells us that the glory of a young man is his strength. And so by reason of that strength, there is a possibility of beginning to lean on your strength and thinking you can make it without God. And that's exactly what a lot of people are doing. So they think they are young, they can navigate their way through and make it in life without him. The Bible said, lean not on that strength. Then he likens us again to eagles. And watch this. I studied and realized that an eagle that is well taken care of lives for 70 years, even 65, 70 years. And this is amazing because even human beings these days scarcely reach 70. Is that true? Except those who are operating under the covenant. And an eagle can live for 70 years, but this is it. When the eagle becomes 25, 30 years, 35 years, it has an option. At that point, there is every likelihood that the eagle will die. Two options. It's either the eagle choose to die now, or the eagle will choose to retreat. We teach about retreat in the kingdom. Is that it? So the eagle too will retreat. It will find a place at the peak of the mountain, prepare the place for itself, and withdraw from people, withdraw from other birds, and it will be there alone. And what will the eagle do? Watch. It will begin to remove all the feathers in its body. An average eagle has about 7,000 feathers. It will be patient removing those feathers one after the other. Don't just claim the strength of an eagle until you know the patience of an eagle. So it will sit there, patiently remove 7,000 feathers. If you are the one, you will think, there are a lot of things to do. Why will I be waiting on God like this? After removing all the feathers, the eagle will begin to remove the talons, what you call the nails. It will keep the nail on a rock and use the beak to hit against the edge of the nail, between the nail and the flesh, and then try to drag it out. It will undergo this process and bleed thoroughly. So the eagle is bleeding, but the eagle knows that this is a requirement. If I must live for another 35 years, I have to do this. Nobody is monitoring me. Nobody is trying to supervise me. But I know it within myself. If I must live for another 35 years, I have to do this. If you are still looking for somebody or looking for an alarm to wake you in the night, it means you are not hungry yet. The day you get hungry, naturally you'll be walking around your room like a witch in the night because, brothers and sisters, you know the responsibility on you. You know what's on you. You will be walking around. They will ask you, boy, are you not sleeping? He says, sleep. I'm already 30. Sleep for what? I have just 30 more years. And then my strength will go down. So the eagle knows if I must live for another 35 years, I have to undergo through, this process. So it will remove all the nails in one of the... It will hit one and then jump around with pains. He's alone there. And this is how God flog out nonsense from us when we're in the secret place. Are you aware? You are there alone crying, Lord, more anointing. He said, I know you are here. Hold your peace. You are anointed already. But when I check close, I realize that many things are growing in your heart that does not reflect my glory. Can we deal with it? You can cry there alone. Nobody's watching. Cry. Listen, let me advise you. Never be ashamed of your tears when you are alone with God. Never be. There are a lot of people that claim all kinds of men of God. You were alone with God, you are still claiming man of God. When you are alone, don't be ashamed of your tears. You know you are struggling with loss. Sit down there, tell him, Lord, I will be deceiving myself if I tell you I don't have this. You know I have it. You know me. Please deal with this. So the ego is bleeding. After removing the fingers in one of the leg, it will bring the second one and will do the same thing. And let me tell you why it will have to remove the nails. Because after 30 years, the nails are weak. They cannot carry a rabbit again. And that's a source of food. It cannot carry. It cannot feed on the prey again. It can't carry them. The clowns are now very weak. And then after all of this process, it will now remove the beak. So it will go against a rock and hit its mouth. It can hit the mouth and rest around 4 minutes, resting, waiting for the pain to enter very well. Then it will come again and hit the mouth. It's all an attempt to remove the beak so that a new one can grow. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew. You had strength already, but he said, for waiting, you will renew like the eagle. But this is the process the eagle goes through for renewal of strength. And that's why I told you, strength mentioned here is not an impartation. No, it's a reward for waiting. It's a reward. And watch, after the beak is removed, the eagle will be there for 150 days. How many months? 6 months. The eagle is alone for 6 months in isolation, waiting for feathers to grow, waiting for nails to grow, waiting for a new beak to grow. And all of a sudden, when it's coming out, the eagle is ready to live for another 35 years. Looking and flying around like a young eaglet, full of strength, full of strength. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 49, verse 23. He said, kings shall be thy nursing fathers. They are queens, thy nursing mothers. Right? They shall bow down to thee with their faces towards the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. If you say an amen here, that will be good. But there is a condition behind. And then watch. He said, you will know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that do what? So kings, becoming your nursing father is also a reward for waiting. Having queens become nursing mothers. Do you know what that means? Bowing down to you, the mantle of honor. Although you are young, but you enter a place and elders stand for you. Like Job said, he said, in the days of my youth, when the word of God was upon my tabernacles, he said, my maid saw me and stopped talking. Elders saw me and stood to pay obeisance. Look at it here. But it's a reward for waiting. It's a reward for waiting on the Lord. Oh Lord, I choose to wait. Can you pray in 1 minute? Lord, no matter what it take, it might not be easy. It might not, it's not even supposed to be easy. It might not be cheap to stay. But Lord, I choose to wait. The grace to wait. I choose to wait. Kalabakate kosabalataya. Jobrate kabalate kebrazandi. Yala mana kabashata kabakoso balatia. Kilabarosha. Kaya labakate. Be very honest and sincere with the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't care how long, but Lord, the grace to wait. I will stay. If you are the one keeping me, I don't care how long. I choose to wait and be very honest with the Lord. Be very honest with the Lord.
Gashinan, gamanan, sarkin al jannah, yananan. Gashinan.
You are talking to him. He's hearing you.
Gashinan Gamunan Sarkin al Jannah Yananan Gashinan Gamunan Yananan Gashinan Gamunan Sarkin al Jannah Yanana Gashinan Gamanan Yanana.
Hallelujah. How many of you know that the ministry of Jesus would have started officially at age 12? Huh?
age 12, the Bible says he entered the temple and was teaching, and the people could not fathom that level of wisdom. I'm sure if I were the one, ministry continue. What am I waiting for? 12 years, elders are looking at me and bowing to me. Is that not what we're looking for? Honor and respect. But for 18 years, Jesus withdrew and was waiting upon the Lord himself. Himself waiting. John the Baptist's ministry was not up to 2 years. But he was under preparation for 30 years. I'm sure if he was in this generation, filled with the Holy Ghost from the womb, Habba, as soon as I arrive, as I'm speaking in tongues, it's prophecy. I will just take the environment and take the territory. But for 30 years, John the Baptist is under preparation, waiting on the Lord. And watch this. The Bible says when he saw Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And he himself explained that, "I didn't know this guy, but the person that trained me in the wilderness told me this, that upon whomever I see the Spirit descend on, that's him." Brothers and sisters, when the Lord is the one training you, when the Lord is the one training you, you won't miss your path. No, when you are released eventually, you won't miss your path. There are a lot of people doing trial and error. It's already a sign. You never waited. Already a sign, you never waited. Lord, deliver me from trial and error. No, deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. For me, I know the power of direction. I know the power of the word of God directing you to a thing. And that's why I will always insist, "Oh God, if I'm not hearing anything, I'm not doing anything. I will stay. I will stay." I have studied the life of our fathers again and again. I've had the privilege to sit with my own spiritual father again and again. And there are times he will tell me, "Say, son, by now this would have happened. By now this would have happened. But you know why I'm still here? I've not heard." Brothers and sisters, it's not stupidity to wait upon the Lord, though. No, it's not. It's not. That you are insisting until I hear the Lord, I'm not moving. It's not stupidity. The apostles were asked to wait, and the Bible said they were waiting. And Peter took 7 disciples and went back to fishing. John 21. It's in your Bible. "I'm tired of waiting." And while they were fishing, the Bible said Jesus came on that shore and asked them a question. Look at this. He said, "Children, have you caught anything? Do you have any meat?" And then they said, we've not had anything. And watch this. He called them children. What does that mean? It means waiting is not for children. It's for mature people in the spirit. For you to be able to wait on the Lord is a proof of maturity. If you choose not to wait on God, what you are looking for, you will struggle and struggle, and eventually you will have to get to him again. Because watch this. What they were trying to get, Jesus already had it waiting for them. Is that true? He called them to the shore and gave them fish. In fact, the one he had was already cooked. Already cooked. So what you are trying to get, by all means, God already has it in his hands. If only you can stay. If only you can wait. If only you can stay. Can we get back to our text? And let's wrap up something there before we pray. Isaiah 40. Holaba shataya. They that wait upon the Lord, the Bible says, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. So they will soar, number one. And they shall run, number two. And not be weary, and they shall walk, number three. Meaning, after waiting upon the Lord, success is inevitable. Progress is inevitable. It's either you are walking, or you are running, or you are soaring. But this is the amazing part. He started by giving you wings. They that wait will soar. Then they will run, and eventually they will wait. If I were the one writing this scripture, I would start with walking. Does that make sense to anybody? It would be like this. After waiting upon the Lord, you will walk. When that strength comes, you will walk. You will run. And from that speed, you will take off with flight. But But look at what he said. He said, you will first fly. You will run. Then you will start walking. Why will God do that? While waiting on the Lord, you will be lying to yourself if you say your mates are not making progress. Is that true? No, you will be lying. You can try to say anything about it, but you'll be lying. So while staying with the Lord, your friends are already building houses. While staying with the Lord, your friends are already getting married, having 2 children, 3 children. While waiting on the Lord, your friends already own businesses. While waiting on the Lord, so many progresses here and there. So when it's time for God to release you, he doesn't allow you to walk again. Because if he allows you to walk, you truly will not catch up. You truly will not catch up. So the day the Lord releases you, the first thing he does to you is that he places on you wings. The reason for that is I'm giving you wings to catch up with anyone that has gone ahead of you.
Yeah.
I'm giving you wings. I will be wicked and my justice will not be complete if I allow you to walk after waiting on me. This is why someone can be waiting. You are now 29, not married. 30, not married. The day the man comes, he comes already marrying you and giving you a car. You see it? And for God to prove to you that all of this delay was him, the first baby you are having is not even just one. He will give you like 3 or 4. Do you understand? What the Lord just did to you was giving you wings. So you will give birth once and you don't have to undergo any process again. You train them at once and you sit and cross your legs to be a grandmother very soon. You've been waiting for a job all the years. Others have their job. The day God gives you a job, he will look for a place and give you a job inside there where one of your salaries, the salary of some people for 1 year. Do you understand? What the Lord just did to you was giving you wings, was giving you speed to catch up. After catching up, then finally you can now put your hand in your pocket and walk together with them and tell them, guys, you were ahead, but there is a mystery in the spirit that can give men speed. Now I'm here. This is why you are not supposed to envy anybody who is ahead of you. No, I've said this again and again in this house. Me envy you? That will happen. If you are ahead of me, I celebrate you. If God is the one keeping me, it's just a matter of time. No, it's just a matter of time. When it's time, he gives you wings. And this night, I see God giving people wings. No, I see God giving people wings. I see God giving people supernatural speed. Yeah. You will catch up. You will catch up. So stay with the Lord. Never be in a rush. Never be in a rush. Tell yourself, I'll wait on the Lord. Say it again, I'll wait on the Lord. No matter the pains, no matter the inconveniences, it's a choice. I will wait. Say it again, it's a choice. I will wait. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome. Come in this place, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. So I bring you a word of hope tonight before we pray. If you've been waiting on the Lord, please don't run out. Don't run out. Don't run out. It might be painful, but don't run out. Because he's about to show up.
He's about to show up. And when he shows up for you, what he's giving you is supernatural speed. Believe me, supernatural speed. You will catch up in a moment. I know a lot of people have mocked you, especially around your neighborhood, family. They've made it look like you are not making progress. This is your Jesus thing you are doing. When will he show up for you? But I'm speaking to somebody prophetically right now. That is just a matter of time. He said, when the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion. When the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion. He said, we were like them that dreamt. It was even like a dream to us. Then say they among the hidden. The people that are mocking you now. Say they among themselves. The Lord has done great things. The Lord has done great things. So if you are a minister, you are a businessman, you are a student, it looks like there is no progress. Please hold on a little more. Hold on a little more. Because God is showing up. He's turning things around. No, he's turning things around. Nobody can wait on the Lord and remain the same. No, 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 no. We're going to pray. We have like 3 to 4 prayer points. That's why I want us to wrap up the teaching now. We have to pray. And you will pray this from the depths of your heart. Because God is about to usher people into something new. Believe me, he's about to usher people into something fresh. Something unimaginable. Wherever you are, can you just be on your feet? Inside, outside, just be on your feet. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord tonight. Give him praise. 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 Holy. Holy. Are you Lord God? Almighty, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, you are holy. How you Lord God. Almighty, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Are you Lord God? One more time, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Are you Lord God? What is the land? What is the land? Amen. 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 Now listen, the first prayer we are praying tonight is this. Lord, don't allow me move until you are done with me. It's really a very painful prayer to make. But I want you to pray this. Lord, don't allow me move. If you are not done with me,
even if I'm the one trying to break off and to run, don't allow me move. Keep me until you are done with me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please lift your voice and pray. Lord, keep me, work on me until you are done with me. Lord, don't allow me move. Shabarata babalate ketebelegeti. Rabababa shakabata balateya. Shakabarata balegeti. Shakababriyasta balategeti. Shakarana lategeti. Ayaya kabalata baresegeti. Leke barako posko beleke priyede. Shakalamani. Rakabalata balata babriyata baya. Lord, until you are done with me. Until you are done with me. Until you are done with me. Don't let me move. Don't let me move. Don't let me move. Shala kabarada bababaye. Leke babarosho pekepe leke priyala bashaka. Eka balande sabarasiya leke 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 leke. Hallelujah. Now listen, listen. We're going to pray one more prayer, but listen carefully. So that if you are a music minister, even if you have entered the studio, he will still talk to you to come out. Because listen, you can run before God and mark time. But the day God sends you out, you don't mark time again, you make impact. Naturally, you make impact. You're going to pray one more prayer. Lord, the discipline to stay. It will be painful to stay. But Lord, give me tonight the discipline to stay with you until you are done. Lord, grant me the strength, the discipline. Lift your voice and pray. Karabakashata balatekaya. Lenda rababaya katabata sobelegatia. Lord, I receive the discipline. It doesn't matter who is putting pressure on you. It doesn't matter who has gone ahead of you. Lord, I receive the discipline. Era la mane que no supo pela que pierde. Santa cabarrata. Lord, the discipline to win. The discipline to stay. The discipline to stay. Come on, are you praying outside? 1 more minute, pray.
Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Now listen, it's one thing to wait on the Lord and not be doing anything self. But you're going to pray one prayer. Lord, don't allow me arrive empty. It is terrible when people are expecting you in a place to bring something, only for you to arrive and there is nothing in your hand. It's almost like a messenger without a message. Your generation is earnestly waiting for you. The Bible said they await the manifestation of sons. Oh God, don't let me arrive empty. So whatever my generation need, Lord, put it in my spirit before my arrival. As I wait on you, whatever my generation need, put it in my spirit before my arrival. Can you lift your voice and pray wherever you are? Come and pray. Whatever my generation need, Lord, put it in my spirit. May I not arrive empty. May I not arrive empty. May I not arrive empty.
Oh Jesus, and Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Can you just lift your hands wherever you are and bless the name of the Lord tonight? Give him praise. Give him praise. Oh Jesus, your presence. Oh, I choose to wait on you. Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus,
your presence.
Oh Jesus,
your presence
is there.
Lift your voice, say, Oh Jesus.
Jesus,
your presence
is heaven.
One more time, say,
Oh Jesus,
your presence, What we're trying to do tonight is this. Personally, I've not been going out for any ministration this year. Let me use this to explain something to you before I pray with us. And my reason, among many reasons the Lord will have me do this, is this. When it's time for me to go out, anywhere I go, at least
somebody should receive something. It is terrible for people to wait for you and you arrive empty. Very terrible. For a lot of people, their generation will not even forgive them. We've been waiting for you. You kept us waiting. This might not make sense to you now, but don't wait to arrive at your future and you are rejected. Don't wait to arrive there. While there is time, take out this moment, whatever it is, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. There are invitations that have come for me this year that made me cry. I really wanted to go for that program. I wanted to. I even told the Lord, no matter what you do, me, I'm going. And he did everything possible to keep me back. It's for a reason. Your own might not be exactly my own. Let me not teach you the things I'm going through and then you carry them and paste on your life. No, that's not true. But yours might be a very unique dealing. It might be a very unique dealing. There is an aspect of your life you know it's not time to move. You know it's not time to move. You've been under pressure either by friends, under pressure either by senior people who are claimed to be senior ministers. They look at you and say, no, I know you are my son. I'm the one training you. By now, you should have done this and that and that. And under that push, you are running. See the way frustration is catching up because God didn't send you. Never be under any form of pressure. Never. But I'm broke. That's part of the training. There are times you can be broke. Who told you that every great man just got wealth accidentally? God can train people like this. For a lot of people, what you need tonight is not even deliverance. I've said this a couple of times. What you need this night is just grace to go through this class because you must graduate. You must graduate. But my first prayer for everybody tonight is this. That your generation will never regret having you. Never regret having you. Will never regret having you. One more prayer and then I speak of our life. Oh God, put in my spirit what my generation need. I don't know how you understand this. You might be a politician. The Bible says, out of you shall flow rivers. Put in my spirit, you might be a businessman. When you have the wrong prescription of goods in your shop, people will not come. Oh God, give me songs that my generation need to hear. Give me messages that my generation need to hear. Give me business ideas that my generation is waiting for. Give me inventions that Nigeria is waiting for. Put in my spirit something that will make my presence irresistible. I hope you are praying to the Lord. Make me the Joseph of my generation. Let me bring my generation the explanation to their confusion. Let me bring my generation the explanation for their confusion. Creative ideas, witty inventions. Rabba kaba shaba la da priya da 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 da. La kaba ya tekaya. Lord, let me be pregnant with what my generation needs. Make me pregnant with what my generation needs. Kayala de kebesa kabarateyana. Jambala kabrondos kope leke brinde kedia. Leke barada da 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 da. Shabara la kabaye. Shaba kabarada baye. Kezila mandesha. Shakabara la da bako sope leke priya da 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 da. Come on, are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying?
Lord, make me pregnant with what my generation needs. I cannot be ignored. I cannot be resisted. Lord, I receive. Lord, I partake. Lord, I receive from you. Hey, Lord, I partake in the glory, and the honor. Signs and wonders. That's what must happen to you in the glory. Alabaroso como toma la gloria. I see miracles in my generation. Oh Lord, I receive you. Lord, in the glory, I partake in the honor. I see miracles in my season, my generation. Signs and wonders in the glory. Oh, I see miracles. I and the children the Lord has given to me are for signs and wonders. We are for signs and wonders. Oh, la banana, yeah. Where is that song we did in Kefi? Can we do the song before we? Can you remember the song? Seeking your face, we won't quit. No, we will stay with him. Yeah. We won't stop. We won't quit.
Seeking your face. Seeking your face. We won't stop.
You know the song from the beginning?
We won't keep quiet. We won't be ashamed.
Come and declare to the Lord. We'll keep confessing,
Jesus, you reign. No matter how
long, no matter how long.
Nothing can stop us.
You stand forever.
Stand forever.
You touch it from the beginning again.
We will keep quiet.
We are not keeping quiet.
The
we are not giving up. We are not ashamed of waiting.
Jesus, you reign.
Jesus, you reign.
No matter how long.
Stand forever.
Yeah.
Calling your name, we won't quit.
We won't quit, yeah.
Seeking your face, we won't stop.
We won't quit, yeah. Before you, I want to just speak of our lives now. There are a lot of people that the Lord is giving strength this evening. Just hold out your hands and be very expectant. You've been waiting. You are almost discouraged. Tonight is your night for a consolation. There are a lot of you calling to ministry. And as I say this right now, I see the hand of God coming on such people. It's not time for you to move, but you are discouraged waiting. God is coming on you with fresh strength. Fresh strength right now. Just help them. Fresh strength right now. It's not time to move. You are not done with that season, but you are discouraged. As I talk right now, the hand of God is coming on you for strength. The hand of God is coming on you for strength. 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 I see more people the Lord is giving this empowerment for strength. For strength. For strength. They that wait shall renew their strength. Receive strength tonight. Receive strength tonight. Receive strength tonight. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Number two, I pray for grace to go through this season and not fall. I pray for grace to go through this season and not give up. I pray for grace to go through this season and not compromise. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for people who are calling to business. In this season of waiting, may God empower you with creative ideas. You will not finish your waiting and come out empty. In this season of waiting, may God empower you with creative ideas. Those who are due for marriage, but the enemy has been keeping you for whatever reason, that delay is not from God. I'm hearing this clear.
there are those the Lord, the enemy is keeping, delaying you. You are supposed to have leave this present level you are, maritally speaking. I pray this night by the apostolic anointing. Some of you are standing in for others, but I pray in the name of Jesus that let the hand of God find you and find whoever you are standing in for. And I decree right now, let your marital destiny be released. Let your marital destiny be released. Let it be released in the name of the Lord Jesus. If there are people about to get into wrong marriages, there is pressure on you, and that marriage is supposed to bring you pain and frustration, this night I avert it. By every supernatural means, I avert it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray that whatever your generation needs, let me resound this into your ears. May you be the Joseph to bring an explanation for their confusion. This generation needs urgent help. I pray that may you be the Joseph bringing the explanation to their dreams and confusions. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever you arrive, may every confusion be over. You cannot be in a place and they still are looking for answers. May God endow you. Listen, people can get information from a class. Wisdom is gotten from God. I pray that may God put in your spirit strange level of wisdom to answer the questions of this generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The confusion in this generation is so much that a little level of wisdom makes you stand out. I therefore pray this night that may God endow you with strange level of wisdom. May this wisdom make you stand out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Finally, if there is anyone that needs to come into your life to leave this present level, because certain men can be your new season. Are you aware? New seasons is not just new happenings. Men can become your new season. I pray that if there is anybody needed in your life, a destiny helper, a friend, whoever, a man of God coming into your life, I pray in the name of Jesus, whoever is needed urgently for you to leave this present level, between now and the next 2 months, may God bring them into your life. Between now and the end of August, may God bring them into your life. Between now and the end of August, may God bring them into your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For many of you, you will get a job when this person comes. For many of you, you will receive a call when this person comes into your life. For many of you, the person is coming to speak to someone on your behalf. I pray in the name of Jesus that may God himself orchestrate this and bring those people into your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord is showing me a lot of people. You have waited long enough in certain seasons. In fact, you are not supposed to be in that season again. It's not God keeping you there again. Even you now, you know that this level, this is not God keeping me. I just need something to catapult me. Tonight, I place the word of God upon your life. And I decree that that word never return back to God void until you've left that level. I hope you believe what I'm saying this night. This night, I place the word of God upon your life. And I decree that this word will never return back to God until you've left that level. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It could be families. You've dwelt on this level for too long. I place the word of God upon such families. And I decree that may the word of God bring you into your new season. He knows my name. The Lord is asking me to sing this song for someone. Just be still. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls. He's been seeing your cry, and he has heard you tonight as you cry. He knows your name. house. Your every thought, you've cried alone. And he sees each tear that falls, and he hears you wail. I sing this song one more time. It's very prophetic for many. He knows your name. He knows my every thought. Oh, he sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. May God wipe every tear. May God wipe every tears. May God wipe every tears. The tears in your secret, the tears in the public, may God wipe every tears. Your season is now. Your season is now. I resounded, the Lord told us in the miracle service that this is our season of better things. I decree again and again into your life that this season is your season for better things. If good things have happened to you before, I pray that better things happen to you now. Better things happen to you now. In your finances, better things happen to you now. In your career, better things happen to you now. In your spiritual life, better things happen to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is done. Can you lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord? Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Please, while everybody stand just quietly and listen carefully. You know you are here and you are not yet born again. You are here. You were born again, but somehow you slided backward. You no longer have your footings with the Lord. And you know it deep within yourself that you want to make things right, or the Lord is already talking to you. Please, wherever you are, I want you to make this decision. You are a mature person. You are a smart person. You know what to do at this point. The Lord is talking to your heart right now, whether you are outside or inside. I want you to take a step forward. Meet me here. I want to pray for you. If there are people like that in this building, please come. Don't be the last person to come, or you are at the overflow. Don't be the last person to come. If the Lord is talking to your heart right now, please come. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Please come. Don't be the last person. Come. You heard the song we just sang.
I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours.
If you know you don't have two lives, and the one you have now is not right with the Lord, please come.
Oh,
please come.
Just one life to live.
Or you just need to rededicate your life. Please come. God bless you, my brothers. Bless you.
And for all. One more time, I have just one life.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time
and for all,
and for all eternity.
Can you just place your heart, me, your hands on your heart, and speak to the Lord first of all for yourself? Tell the Lord, this night I've come back to you and I'm asking for your mercy. Can you do that? Just talk to the Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. He's hearing you. He's hearing you. He's hearing you. All right, pray this after me now. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight and I ask for mercy. I know I've sinned against you, but this night I accept your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for dying for me.
and today I'm born again. You are my Lord and you are my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for your sons. I stretch forth my hands towards them. I decree that the grip of sin be broken. I release you into the grace of God, and may that grace establish you, keep you.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page on www.facebook.com/FWEIAJS. You could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International. You can contact us on 0817-401-2939.